Okay, so I wanted to just quickly talk about Mark 10, 1 through 7. Mind blown on what I learned today. So Jesus talks to the fig tree and says, "I curse you, you'll never bear fruit again." And when we looked up the commentary, it was because the fig tree had leaves on it, and leaves only show up when in a season, in the right season, and it should be bearing fruit. So the fact that it was the wrong season and it showed leaves, the tree was being deceptive. And it just got us thinking. Me and my friend were reading this morning together, and just major revelation that, I mean, how much God hates liars, you know, and hates that spirit of deception and manipulation. And just by showing that it had leaves, that's exactly what it was doing. It was showcasing that it was something that it was not. It was showcasing that it was in the right season. It was showcasing that it had fruit and it's not. And how many of us are on our social media showcasing something that we're not? Like, we just show the exterior perception that is perfect, that is our people that are showing that they're, everything is great. Or we have people who are, let's say, just super religious and show on the outward appearance how perfect and like showcasing how holy they are, but they bear no fruit. Like, and it means, and I'm not talking about just bearing fruit in the ways of financial gain. I'm talking about the fruit of the spirit. Like, do you have peace? Can you go through seasons and pray with authority and claiming your identity? Do you have miracles and wonders and breakthrough in your life? You know, how are your relationships with people? You know, and so it just like showed me, like, wow, like, it's so important to, for us, even myself, to be accountable that when you are in seasons when maybe things aren't perfect, maybe you're struggling with something, maybe you're struggling in either it's sin or just you're just struggling and you need help. And it's good to showcase truth. It's good to showcase, like, hey, I'm going through something and I'm not bearing the fruit that I need right now. I'm not bearing peace right now, guys. I'm not getting breakthroughs. I'm not getting miracles. I'm not speaking the right thing. I'm not looking at the right things. Like, I'm not acting like the right way. Like, my fruit is not there right now and I need help. And I think that's so important. And it kind of gives us so much grace to show, like, hey, Jesus doesn't expect us to always be in a season of producing fruit. Like, sometimes we're going to be in those seasons where we're going to be barren. And we're still standing, getting the water, like, rained on us by God, right? Like, he's like, he puts us in still waters. He like nourishes us with the bread of life, right? Like, we're getting fed constantly, and obviously we need to feed ourselves with the word. But that's what I'm saying, sometimes we're barren and we're in a season like that's winter, and we're, don't showcase leaves that are not there. Don't show that everything's fine. Like, allow yourself to be transparent, because we are saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The testimony gives glory to God, and the blood of the Lamb is that saves us and gets us out of those situations. It's not our exterior. It's not the things that we've done for ourselves. It's not all these great things that are around us that gives glory to God. It's the things of how we got there, the mathematical equation, the plus this plus that, that God gave us, that got us to our breakthrough, that got us to the reward. And so instead of just showcasing the rewards, we need to be showcasing the process. The process is what glorifies God, and the end result is what glorifies God. So I just want to really encourage everybody to God gives us so much grace and so much mercy, and just to give yourselves that and to give other people that. Like, don't expect people in the church to always be on this pedestal, and don't put them on a pedestal of being perfect, because in that way you're not going to put yourself on this pedestal of being perfect. I talk to so many Christians all the time that feel so much pressure to be walking like and quote unquote, just like always being righteous. And I'm telling you, we always fall short of the glory of God. We're never going to be perfect. But the great thing is that Jesus, or we're constantly covered by the blood of Jesus, right? So the point is that we're always constantly in forgiveness. We live in a tunnel of forgiveness. We're always walking in forgiveness. We're always walking forward in forgiveness. Jesus is always there forgiving us. So just give yourself some grace to, like, it's okay to like mess up, as long as you're always on the path of getting back on right with God, right? That's the whole point, is always getting back. Don't let yourself be in a position of sin or doing something that you shouldn't be doing. And only because it's going to be devastating to your spirit and have you start like walking backwards, right? And that's really what it is. Sin just destroys your spirit, and it separates you from a position of being in alignment with God and being in His thoughts and being in that peace where you get the power, peace, and understanding, and you get favor and all those kinds of things. We always want to be in a place where we're just being washed and cleansed by God and superseding in God. And sin just puts like a plug on that flow of feeling God's presence, even though God is always there in sin, no matter what. He's always present. Once you're saved, once you have Jesus covering you, He's always there. But the devil will come in with condemnation and guilt and make you feel like you're not there, and then feel like the flow has been plugged up. And it's only because, again, like, I feel like sin is kind of like a dirt, and it just like, it makes you feel unclean, but underneath it is a blood covering. So anyways, that's just, I don't want to go off on a tangent. The whole thing is that I just wanted to discuss that scripture because I thought it was freaking amazing. So anyways, love you guys. I'll post something soon again. Bye. God bless.